Osage Dramas presents Old Professor, Please. This week's front page drama, Oh Professor, Please, is an original dramatization based upon a very amusing article to be found in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, under the title, So Lonely the Island Maids Have to Steal Their Men. It is but one of the many worthwhile and entertaining features to be found in every issue of the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. This week's front page drama, Oh Professor, Please, is another one of those almost incredible tales of the South Seas told by Basil Maynard, former manager of a trading store at New Corona Island in the Tuamotu Archipelago, and here's his story.
One evening, I was sitting on the porch of my house in the company of a missionary and a gin-soaked old beachcomber when an old trading schooner under the command of an ancient old Cockney skipper put into port. The skipper brought his passenger ashore to meet me. He was a rather young professor of biology who had come to the South Sea searching for some rare specimen of lizard. He gave us all quite a shock when he told us where this particular kind of lizard could be found.
Yes, gentlemen, I'm told on very excellent authority that this almost extinct species of lizard is to be found in the island of Rapa. Why, gentlemen, what's the matter? What have I said? What's the matter with the island of Rapa? It says in my guidebook, we now approach the beautiful island of Rapa. It was evening cool and calm. The lofty peak of Rapa looms up like a great black idol against the spangled deep blue background of stars. A faint, heady perfume, a frangipani, just across the gently flying water. gentlemen, please, this was written by my very good friend, Professor Thomas T. Breakstone.
Well, it's easy to see your friend, Professor, has never been there.
The gals outnumber the men 50 to 1. Because the boys leave the island when they're 14. They don't go back till they're old men. So you see the gals...
Yeah, I went there once, and heaven forbid I should go there again. Girls... Hussies, that's what they are. Shameless Jezebels.
Don't get me going there. A blooming immoral ploy, that's what it is.
Now, gentlemen, this is indeed a surprise. I'm flabbergasted.
You'll be more than flabbergasted if you ever set foot on Rapper Island, believe me. But wait, Professor. I'll try to tell you what the guidebook left out. Rapper Island isn't very large. It's only about 15 miles of shoreline, protected by barrier reef.
Yes?
Inside, it's hilly and covered with beautiful trees and foliage. But the girls, well... full, shapely, and the color of well-creamed coffee. Big, lustrous eyes, long, silky, jet-black hair, and little white teeth that would smile all a man's good resolutions away, or tear his heart out if he didn't behave properly, or improperly, depending on the point of view.
Oh, well, yes, I see. Well, oh, so you alarm me no end.
Alarm, yes. Say, Professor, he's putting it mildly. Why, those...
Hey, now, remember your language.
Well, heck raising Amazons, then. Well, they're regular charters and stopping nothing to steal a man.
Yes.
You couldn't get me to go there.
Yes, I see. But in the interest of science, gentlemen.
Science or no science, I won't set foot on the immoral side.
Oh, but my rare lizards, how will I get them? I cannot fail my colleagues. Rest assured, I can withstand the wiles and temptations of these unmoral creatures.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me.
That's what you think. He ain't run into them yet. Where did I get working on you? You'll see a difference soon, then.
Surely you don't put science above the welfare of your immortal soul.
Well, if you don't, I do. I'm a respectable married man, I am. And I want nothing to do with them, I'll do.
It's useless to threaten me, gentlemen. My mind is made up. I've been commissioned to secure those rare species of lizards in the cause of science. Like a good soldier, I shall achieve my objective in the face of dire danger.
Regardless of our pleas, arguments, and warnings, the professor was determined to go to Rapa Island in search of his rare, elusive lizard. So we finally convinced the cantankerous, autocratic old skipper to take him to Rapa Island. They set sail in sight of the island just after sundown. Using his ancient auxiliary engine, the skipper put his ship to and anchored outside the barrier reef just as darkness settled. The professor wanted to go into the natural harbor, but the skipper was determined.
No. We don't go in afore daylight. Blooming immoral price, that's what it is. My vessel stops here till morning.
Oh, very well, Captain, just as you say. But I still think it's most ridiculous to act in such a childish manner. Afraid to move because of a few naive, harmless native maidens who probably wouldn't...
Hold on, we could make them check it.
What?
Wait a bit. Do you hear what I hear?
Why, no.
Well, listen, will you? There now. Now, do you hear that?
Hear what? Good gracious, Captain, we're nearly half a mile from shore. Don't tell me you hear things already. Why, it's your imagination playing tricks with you.
My imagination, is it? Well, it takes on queer shapes if it is. Look yonder, coming over the side of my ship. Them gloomy nurses already.
Oh, bless my soul, how remarkable. How did they get here so soon?
They swim, how do you suppose?
Oh, they swim.
Those nurses are so blooming men stuff, they'd even risk the blinking sharks to be first to set their caps for the bloke. Here now. Off it, I say. Off it. Over the blooming side with you. Off, midship. Go on now.
No, no, nice, Captain. Please not send pretty girl away so soon.
Up it.
Pretty girl come to see nice Captain. Make sing song. Nice dance.
No, no, I don't want any of your blooming song and dance. Off with you. Over the side now.
No, no, Captain. Not be angry. It'd be nice girl come to make friends with Soda Man. My name be Fragrant Lady.
I don't care.
We come to see nice Captain.
I don't want to see you. Fagrant lady, or whatever your name is. Now be off, I say.
I say, now look here, Captain. You can't very well be rude, you know. This little girl doesn't mean any harm. She just come out to bid us welcome. That's exactly what she's done.
You're nothing but a blinking, biting arm. Well, now, don't give me that innocent, Jeff. I know these are this.
You'll be nice, ma'am. Very, very nice, ma'am.
You think you're a nice man?
We do not want to send Fagrant lady, that's for sure. Fagrant lady, she likes you. Very, very nice.
Oh, here, here, now, look here, confound it all, I say, you mustn't do that now, say it's your distance.
Oh, what for, you said? No. Well, you said it, you nice girl. Maybe it's a sweet smelling flowers, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is, well, now,
You're very, very welcome.
Oh, I see, I'm welcome. Well, that's very nice, of course, very nice, but you mustn't get too familiar.
There, enough of this, you silly nonsense. I know you. You're up to your old tricks again. I won't have none of it. Off you go. Come on, here you go. You, Professor, don't encourage the others.
Here, young lady. I must tell you at the outset, I'm absolutely immune to your wicked wiles. Yes, I'm only interested in lizards. Lizards, you understand? Purely in the interest of science.
Very, very nice.
Well, that's...
You'll be very, very nice.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Me like you too, very, very much. Me nice girl, too. My name's Missy Flower that opens in night.
Oh, I say, what an awfully pretty name. Miss Flower that opens in... Oh, how picturesque. Little Flower that opens in night. Very
good. Hold on there, Professor. You're losing your grip on things. Remember the lizard and the progress of science?
Oh, yes, the lizard. Yes, science. Oh, yes, yes, of course. The lizard. But what am I thinking of? Really, you young ladies are most disconcerting. Disconcerting, you really are.
What do you want, nice men? How do you say lizard? Science.
You see, I'm here in the interest of science. Now, on your very pretty island there, you have some rare specimens of lizards. I would like you to show me where to find them.
I
suppose they mean yes by that. Yes. Well, so you help me find the lizards, then.
Nice man, come now. We look
around. No, you don't. No. There'll be lots of time to look in broad daylight, and I can keep an eye on you. Now then, over the side you go. Come on off with you. Give me the flat of the air.
Slapping at their shapely hips, the skipper drove the protesting girls overboard and back to the beach. The next morning at daybreak, the skipper put his vessel inside the reef and anchored in the bay. The professor, anxious to begin the search for his precious lizard, went ashore with his native servant, Rue. Immediately after landing, four starry-eyed girls snuggled up to Rue and coaxed him away to a beautiful spot outside the village. The two native beauties who visited the ship the night before promptly seized the protesting professor and led him away. One soft shoulder gently urged him one way, a tiny brown hand pulled him another. The pretty, smiling faces of Fragrant Lady and Flower that opens in the night peeled themselves up in the most inviting manner just below the bewildered professor's skin. They snuggled close to him. The hair, lightly scented with tuberose and citronella, was decidedly seductive. And the first thing he knew, the professor was kidnapped. It wasn't long before he completely forgot the lizard, the passing of time, and all else, except his pleasant surroundings and the soft strains of a native guitar. It was almost dark when the perspiring, indignant skipper finally found his wayward daughter.
There you are. Nice going on, I must say. You ought to be a shine. Is this in the interest of science?
Oh, Captain, it's you. Oh, I say, you're looking very well. It's not as bad as it looks. You see, we got lost and stopped here to rest. And then, well, we were...
And,
well... Go away, nasty old man. Nice man here be very happy. He
says,
we like nice man. He like us very, very much.
Professor.
He not go back, nasty old boy.
Here, you shameless little baggage. You let him alone. Come on now, Professor. Back to the ship where you belong. Don't do that. They pushed me into the blinking grip.
Here now. What are you doing? Now, put me down. No. Put me down. You mustn't do this. I protest most vehemently. I refuse to be lifted up and carried away in this most undignified manner. No, you must put me down.
Very, very nice man. Never go back to ship. You stop. We dance. Always they're happy. Always sing. Always dance. No work.
Yes,
little
but
flower that opened in the night. Always work for you.
Oh, yes, but look here. You know, you can't do this. No, that's very interesting, but you still can't do it. I shall be most horribly compromised. Really, you mustn't think of such a thing. I can't allow it. No, I really can't allow it. No
use for the talk. We like you very, very much. We take you far away.
No. Now, you mustn't do this. Now, please, I must be firm. Put me down at once or I'll become very, very angry. Put me down now or I shall be forced to resist with physical violence. Now, you wouldn't like that, would you? You promised me you'd help me search for lizards. Remember my words.
Aye. You come this way, we find lizards for you.
Lizards, yes. Now, look here. You know very well that this is not the way to find lizards.
This way. This way.
Well, now, are you quite sure? Well, very well, then. You lead on and I'll follow.
And once again, the innocent professor followed the lead of the two young maidens, thinking he was at last on the trail of the long-looked-for lizard. But he soon realized he had once again been misled. He found himself in a flowery glen on the mountainside. They made him a bed in a bower of flowers. They fed him and serenaded him with their soft, lilting songs. For 5 days, he lived in rapture in this Garden of Eden. He found the two island maidens as charming and as playful as kittens. Why not, he reasoned, stay with them? There was nothing sinful about them. They were as natural as animals and a darn sight pleasant. They had not known what sin was until people like the captain had told them. But their beautiful little Garden of Eden was soon disturbed by the local police officers led by the captain, his crew, and some of the islanders. Weeping, the two maidens ran into the bushes. And sadly, and somewhat weakly, the professor followed the captain back to the ship. And as the boat weighed anchor and put out to sea, the poor forlorn professor waved a languid arm at two statuesque figures silhouetted on a crag near the reef. And turned square-shouldered to meet the great harshness of a workaday world.
You have just heard Old Professor, Please, an original dramatization based upon a very interesting article to be featured in next Sunday's American Weekly, entitled So Lonely the Island Maids Have to Steal Their Men. This is but one of the many and worthwhile features to be found in the American Weekly, the magazine with the greatest circulation in the world, which comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Thank you.